I love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
You're listening to Michelle.
You're listening to Eat My Brunch on Phoenix FM.
All right, just coming up to 11:25, and I'm delighted to be joined on Zoom by the one and only Sylvia Kent, who is a journalist and writer with many books to her name, historical books. And she always brings us guests as well on the book club every month and her 62nd of history. So a very good morning.
Good morning. Ages since I've been on.
Yes, it is, but looking absolutely spectacular. As Sylvia has the Zoom call on, you see, I can see Sylvia. You can't, but I can. So, Sylvia, for people who might not know about you, tell people about your background, because you've worked in some amazing places, written so many books. So give us a little bit of history about you.
Well, just basically a working journalist, I suppose, in local Brentwood, Essex, Billericay, and 30 years.
And you've also worked at the Houses of Parliament, haven't you?
26 years for Hansard, yes. Yeah.
Wow. See what I mean? And how many books have you written?
12, but two others many years ago, working for companies that asked me to do histories, yeah, including Inde Coop in Romford.
And you're still writing. She does articles for magazines and short stories, and you've won all sorts of awards as well.
I had one in the Daily Mail 2 days ago about Betty Boothroyd. Because I knew her, there mm-hmm. it is,
yep,
and it's on my blog, just the history. And excellent. She was a very friendly lady, and yeah, because of my boss, he was a peer, I got to know her and had lunch with her, and she said, come and have a look round her apartments, and she just had a new bed delivered, so I jumped on it. She said, test it. So that went into the Daily Mail a couple of days ago.
Oh, that is amazing. Yeah. But normally we cover Brentwood Writers' Circle, Billericay Readers, the Society of Women Writers and Journalists, and then we normally have the 60 Seconds of History. In any order, you can just feel free to speak.
Okay, well, you know, we've got this is the 14th year of Phoenix Book Club with you, of course, within your morning programme.
Yep.
And lots of people listen, including our Billericay Library Reading Group. We have a couple of new members reading latest books. Current reading is The Moonstone by Wilkie Collins and The Secret Garden by Frances Hodgson Burnett, which I'm reading. And some of our readers, they give a report or review of the book they've read, and they're usually very good. They read the books thoroughly, and we all get a chance to listen to their view of what they think about it. The Society of Women Writers and Journalists have started planning our 130-year celebration, which is next year. We have new members and some from overseas. We have a useful section that helps writers see their work published, and this is called Scriptura. And if you check out our website, www.swwj.co.uk, you will see how it all works. And one person that's just had a book published via this helpful part of our society, she lives in Hove. She's 98. She's written a book called A Nest of Tigers, which is basically a poetry book. And as I say, she's 98, she still drives, happy writing, and I'll be putting a piece up about her on my own web blog later today.
That
she lives
amazing.
In Brighton, and the piece should actually appear in Brighton and Hove Argus.
That is amazing, hopefully. Sylvia, isn't it? That's absolutely amazing.
98, can you believe it? There's hope for all of us.
Absolutely.
Oh, dear. Our Brentwood Writers' Circle is recruiting new members. We've got a big day in 2 days on the 1st of April, and we're going to have Writers' Showcase, people giving their positive criticism, and hopefully it's helpful, and hopefully that will help them get published. And generally, reading and writing is going along quite well. Unlike my funny picture on your Zoom screen.
It's So you see, the thing is, you're listening out there on the radio waves, and I've just looked at it. It's got into some sort of like modern artwork. You've frozen on screen, and all the colours have changed.
That's good. It looks better than what I'm looking at.
It doesn't. I just wanted to go back to the fact of the Nest of Tigers, the poetry book written by a lady of 98. And it is really, oh, yes. I always say this on air because, as you know, I always talked about my lovely mummy and, you know, and doing stuff at any age, because sometimes people get in their 40s and they think, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I've left things too late.
Yes.
But there's so much you can still be doing. There's so much to do. There's no, and as you said, that woman is 98.
Her name is Finola Holiday.
Oh, what a great
and
name.
You won't find another Finola Holiday, certainly in East Sussex.
Wow.
But what a girl. I mean, she absolutely blew my head when she told me of her life in Africa and India. And, well, the poetry in her book gives you a flavour of her wonderful life.
I'd love to interview her.
Well, we could arrange that. And yeah. I'm going to be putting a photograph of her. You would think she was about 60 years of age. I took the picture just about 4 years ago.
Mm.
So she was well into her 90s then. Well, I'll be sending this recording to her as well.
Excellent.
She doesn't need cheering up. She just needs a bit of attention, as yes. most writers do, including that lovely lady you mentioned earlier.
Yes.
She obviously doesn't know much about publicity or being signing books.
Well, you know what? 2.3 million people have now seen the tweet that she put up. So it's either
tweets.
So it was either very good, you know, and she's got a couple of thousand replies with people sort of saying, we've had the same thing, or this is what you should do, or come on to my show. So she's had a lot of response from it. So it's either very good publicity that she's been a bit sneaky about, or it's a genuine thing. I think it is a genuine thing, but she said she was heartbroken. But you've done a lot of book signings and stuff, and you do have to make sure. What would you say if somebody is doing a book signing? What work do you have to do?
Number one, come to Brentwood Writers Circle, if she's Essex-based. I mean, there are loads and loads of things. We're trying to get our writers to learn more about marketing. It's an awful word, I know, but it's essential if you're a writer. And if you can get in national newspapers and magazines, as a lot of us do, both in London and locally in Brentwood, we do come along. It's free, by the way, just for the first visit. And we can put you in touch with people who do similar or write in a similar way or want to know about marketing.
And Lisa Montgomery will be able to give us a few tips about that when she comes in, because she'll be our guest on the book club coming up in about another 10 or 15 minutes.
Yes, she is excellent. And she knows a lot about filming.
Mm.
And she has been here to make a film of Peter and I two or three years ago. And I've got, again, all the photos we took of her with all those funny bits they have to have when they're making a film. And it wasn't raining that day, but we were all out there in the back garden. And she is fabulous, as is her company that she works with, that take gorgeous photos of people.
So just after a quick update, have you been doing any chutneys? Is it chutney season or not?
Well, no, that's nearly the autumn, isn't it? But one thing I have done, my son-in-law suddenly got the urge to make wine.
Mm.
He didn't just make 1 gallon, as I used to, with a new fruit or vegetable. He's made about 50 gallon. And I've also got photographs and videos of how he makes his wine from fruit and veg and... We even use herbs and spices and things like that.
Yeah.
I wrote for about 5 years for a wine magazine, and they needed a new recipe every single month.
Mm.
That was hard going, but we managed.
Yeah.
And I got paid.
Well, that's always the important thing. Not paid in wine. Just paid, which is always good, because writers are like musicians, same sort of thing, you know. You have to get yourself off the ground, and eventually you might be able to sell a book and make some money.
Maybe.
Possibly.